got a lot to speak on Mark. Mark. Not the Persian Mark, but seal. Mark. M-A-R-K. Amen. Mark. Seal. Yeah. And the Bible is speaking about two kinds of mark in the scriptures very clearly. All through scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. And we're going to look at both of them. The Holy Spirit will give us time and freedom. Amen. So we can keep our lives or subject our lives to the right kind of mark over us. And not allow the false mark to fall over us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at the book of Revelations, the 13th chapter. And the 11th verse onwards. I want somebody to read it for me. Loud and clear. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 13 and 11 to 18. Oh, this is amazing truth. It will bless your lives tonight. Take your Bibles and be ready. Hallelujah. For a Holy Ghost explosion in your spirit tonight. The Lord is going to set people free tonight.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth.
Yes.
And he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and live. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads.
Oh, underline that word one more time, the 16th verse, brother.
To receive, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads.
Yes, that's speaking about the Antichrist. He causes both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their, hello, on their right hand or on their, why?
That no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
Woo! Hallelujah. One more scripture, the book of Ephesians chapter 1, and verses 13 and 14.
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
Ephesians 1, 13 and 14.
In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
Amen. We have a seal, and that's the seal of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Two marks in the world. One, the mark of the beast. The mark of the Antichrist, and the other, the mark of God's people, the mark or the seal of the Holy Spirit upon God's people. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you look in the scriptures, you will find right from Genesis that the first person to receive a mark on his forehead is Cain. After he had killed his brother Abel, the fourth chapter of Genesis declares that after he had killed his brother Abel, the Lord put a mark upon his forehead and spoke certain words over him. Amen. Hallelujah. in the New Testament, we find St. Paul speaking about a mark upon himself. In the Galatians, St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, the 6th chapter, you will find him using this word in the 17th and the 18th verse. I bear upon my body the mark of Jesus Christ. So let no one take offense at me any longer. He says, I bear a mark upon my body, the mark of my Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Tonight, how many of you will have the courage to lift your hand and say, I carry the mark of Jesus Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. Paul had the courage to say, I have the mark, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ on my body. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. And he's saying in the book of Ephesians, when you heard the gospel of truth, when you heard the word of God, you believed and you trusted in Christ. And at that point, when you trusted in Christ, you were also sealed with a mark, the seal of God's Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now tonight, we're going to look through the scriptures to find out what these marks implies us and how we can keep ourselves protected, that at no time in our lives would the mark of the enemy, the Antichrist, the devil, fall upon our lives. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, and verse 12 declares, the devil, knowing his time is short, he goes about through the earth in great wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. We have the devil out there. Tonight, the Lord showed me that the very things that were troubling your soul, he would make sure, the Lord himself would make sure that the enemy's plans over your life would be brought at your feet and you can have dominion over it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Now, the mark. What does the mark symbolize? Or what does the mark mean? We're going to deal with the mark of the Antichrist. And open with me one more time to the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter. Or the seal of the Antichrist. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Read the 13th chapter and verse 16 and 17 one more time, please. You read it. Amen. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. Now, if you are a person who goes through the internet sites and, you know, visits Christian channels and Christian websites and all that, you might have seen a lot of teachings on that. As a matter of fact, I've had some of the believers in the church bring me papers saying, can we buy this? Can we buy that? It looks like this church has warned that the mark of the beast, 666, is there. And so can we buy it? Or can we sell anything that, you know, can we be a person who can buy all those stuff? Now, let me explain this. One of the greatest deceptions that the enemy has put together in these last times is the fact that he wants to take your eyes of the Lord and make you look at that which is external. Are you with me? The devil is more sly than that. He is not concerned whether your car's number is 666. Don't have that number if you can. But what I'm saying is, that's not the issue. Are you with me? If you go to a place to buy something and if you find this number 666 or the word beast, you say, okay, I won't buy that. No. That's good if you don't buy it. But that's not the issue. The issue is to make sure that you keep yourselves from having the mark of the beast on your forehead. That's your thinking. Amen. You think it's an outward mark? You know, we had during those, you know, when you were in the Catholic Church, you had these Ash Wednesdays, where you have ash put on your forehead, an outward thing. No. That's not what the Bible is speaking about. The Bible is saying, guard your thoughts, that you won't begin to think like the devil. Oh, come on, church. I don't think you got it, did you? Guard your thoughts that you don't think like the devil. You don't have a mark on your forehead. Amen. He causes both small and great, rich and poor, and everyone to buy or sell. Are you with me? Now, let me look at this. Listen, it's not the commodities that you buy and sell. But let me explain this. The enemy will come against your mind, against your thought, for you to buy his lie. Oh, come on, church. I don't think you got it. He will come against your mind, against your thought, to buy his lie. Amen. And if you buy into it, then you begin to think like he thinks. You hear that? Amen. Oh, you didn't understand that, did you? He will throw a lie into your mind. And that is why some of those thoughts come into your mind saying, listen, it's no good serving the Lord. Where did the thought come from? Don't say to me that thought came from the Holy Spirit. No. It didn't come from the Bible. No. It came from the enemy. And if you buy into it, you will find it becomes a stronghold and you begin to think that God is bad and the devil is good. Which is a lie. You hear that? Now what has happened is many a person, without realizing, because they are looking at the outward seal, and they say, okay, I don't have that number 666, I don't have that paper in my hand, I don't have things like that, I don't have an outward seal in my mind. No, nothing of that. You have forgotten the greatest spiritual truth, which is the enemy, the Antichrist in the last days, comes against people to put a lie or a thought. If you buy into it, you are in trouble. See, Esau fell into a lie. He said, what good is this birthright if I'm going to die of hunger? For a momentary pleasure, he bought into the lie of the enemy. It's no good, the birthright. The birthright is what gave him the double portion from his father. But he believed a lie. Do you hear that? Oh, come on, church. Oh, if you buy into it, if you buy into a lie of the enemy, then that enemy has got power in your mind. See, that's why some people think, okay, holiness, walking with God, old-fashioned. Believers, outwardly there is no problem. Outwardly there is a godliness, but inwardly there is corruption. Why? Because the enemy has thrown lies at your mind, which you have believed. When you're coming out for the Lord, the enemy puts and says, listen, if you step out for the Lord and obey the Lord and take your baptism and go on to live a holy life for God, you're going to miss out in life. So enjoy life. You buy into that lie, it becomes a stronghold in your mind. Oh, come on. Father, break the power of deceptions over the minds of people tonight in Jesus' name. Hear that? Lie of the enemy in the thought. Do not buy or sell into the enemy's lie. See, the only thing that God says to buy is in Proverbs 23 and 23. Which says, buy truth. Buy. I didn't hear you. Buy.
Truth.
Buy.
Truth.
Buy.
Truth.
Buy truth and not, it doesn't stop there. Buy truth and do not sell it. Oh, come on. Buy truth and don't sell it. Keep it. Get the word of truth into your heart and keep it. Hear that? Some people come and buy truth. They hear the word of God. But have you forgotten the word? Have you sold it? Oh, then you have been in deception. Buy truth and do not. Do not. Do not. Do not sell it. Your mind. Thought. Hear that? Now we're going to look through scriptures on this word, beast. the word beast. The word beast. The word beast comes from a word called Isod-O-A. Isod-O-A. So. Yeah. So. Isod-O-A. Which means living creature. Beast means, or that word so means living. 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 Now, but in the word beast in the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter, comes from a Greek word called therion. That is T-H-E-R-I-O-N. T-H-E-R-I, therion, which means the beastly nature of man or the lower animal instincts that are present in wild beast. Oh, you didn't hear that, did you? Therion in Revelation 13 for the beast means beastly nature of man or the lower animal instincts that are present in wild beast. It's got the meaning wild animal, unruly, untamed nature. You cannot tame it. It's not a domesticated animal. You hear that? You cannot tame it. It's an untamed nature. It's an undisciplined nature. It's therion. So the beast would like to put this image or the seal, and the word for seal is image, upon the minds of God's people even, if they will permit it. How? By coming with this nature. Unruly, undisciplined. Are you with me? Untamed, lower basic instincts. Animal instincts. And so what happens? You would only think of that which is carnal rather than think of what that is which is spiritual. Believers are sucked into it these days. Oh, God was dealing with me while I was meditating on His word. Oh, my brother, I can tell you, I really repented on my face when I got into this teaching on myself. When I began to get into this teaching and I was preparing the message, I had to get on my face and said, my God, what a big deception that the people of God have been under. You hear that? Oh, are you ready tonight, church? Are you ready tonight? We don't want Therion, do we? We don't want His nature imprinted on us, do we? The wild beastly nature. See, some people are paying their way. They can never think of discipline. They can never think of God's word. They can never think of God's disciplines. They can never think of correction. They can never think of rebuke. They can never think of walking holy unto God. Their mind is unrestrained. I will tell you how to get your victory over it. Hallelujah. You hear that? The Antichrist, the beast, the devil, trying to put that print on your mind. Unruly, undisciplined. Saying, you come on, don't live for God. Live to gratify your own flesh. Your own desires. And believers, well-meaning believers, good believers, well-meaning people are sucked into it. And they say, oh my God. And they begin to think, it's useless following the Lord. It's useless serving Jesus. It's useless glorifying the Lord. It's useless going to church. I'm tired of fasting and prayer. I should quit it and go home and do something else. Why? Because somewhere deep within their minds, there's already strongholds which the enemy has thrown in. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, we take victory over it and we command that strongholds to be broken in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the you know that word wild? In Genesis 16 and verse 12, you find God speaking about Ishmael. The son that was born to Abraham through Hagar. The son that was born to Hagar, Ishmael, he is called the wild ass of a man. Nobody could control him. He's a wild ass of a man. Oh, and even his descendants are. But God is saving some of them tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wild ass of a man. unruly, totally undisciplined. He can never subject him to God's law or to God's word. He's got his own way of thinking. He can never submit anywhere. He is a God unto himself. Oh, brother, hallelujah. Tonight, hallelujah, we need Holy Spirit revelation to break through. Amen. Watch out that you don't give the enemy the right over your mind. Are you with me? Your mind, bring it under the blood of Jesus Christ tonight and say, Lord, wash me with your blood. Wash me with your blood. Wash me with your blood. I refuse the enemy's tactics over my mind. It belongs to Jesus tonight. Say it. Lift your hands and say it. Oh, lift your hands and say it. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the enemy will want you to buy into one of his, you have to buy into one of his lies. Either it might be a philosophy, it might be a way of thinking. Are you with me? It might be a lifestyle, it might be a thought. If you will buy into it, see how many people, what's wrong with this? Anything wrong with it? Can I have some water? How many people, after having been set apart for the Lord, have looked at their friends in the old life and said, oh, looks like they're enjoying themselves. Look at me. No. We're dealing with real issues tonight. Amen. We are dealing with real issues tonight. We want to see the philosophy of the enemy that is you are bought into being broken tonight. The enemy's plans is to make you miserable and low. But tonight, hallelujah, understand that don't buy to the enemy's plans. You have to watch yourself. The pastor cannot watch over your mind. You have to watch over your mind. Are you with me? You can be in the church singing gospel song, clapping your hands, but the pastor cannot watch over your mind. Only God can, and he will if you give your mind into the hands of Jesus Christ. Outwardly, I can look at your discipline. Outwardly, I can look at your discipline and see how you are. But no, inwardly to guard your mind from the lie of the enemy. Only you can by the help of the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. See, literally in the Bible, you will find in the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter, a man called Nebuchadnezzar the king literally turned out into a beast. You hear that? He literally turned into a beast. In his nature, in his thoughts, in his lifestyle, everything. The 4th chapter of Daniel says that this man was eating grass. Amen. Amen. And he was on the field, hair grown, nails grown, like a beast. Because his heart was exalted against the Lord. You hear that? He didn't want to subject his heart to the Lordship of God. And literally, can you imagine that? Tonight, you know, it is amazing. So many people in rebellion actually chew grass. You hear that? Their lifestyle's already become like that. But tonight, if there is anybody in your family like that, we are praying that God would deliver them out. Oh, I was under myself under the power of it, but God brought me out so God can save your child also tonight. Hallelujah! Grass, that's what drugs were called. Literally, the enemy has taken over the mind. See, your thought today will be your action tomorrow. That's why he attacks your mind. Please, your thought today will be your action tomorrow. If you're already thinking tonight, let the 21 days be over and I'm gonna really blow my life. Oh, brother, you're already in the lie of the enemy. Tonight, take victory over it in the name of Jesus. Let this 21 day be over that I'm really gonna fool around. Oh, that's the whisper of the enemy. You hear that? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. പാസ്റ്റർ ചെയ്യാൻ പറഞ്ഞു ചെയ്തു, പാസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്ത് ബാധിച്ചു, ഒന്ന് കഴിഞ്ഞോട്ടെ, ഇപ്പൊ തന്നെ മടുത്തു, എത്ര ദിവസമാണോ ഇനി. Hallelujah. We're going to spend time in the presence of God till you are clothed with power from on high, where you take authority over the powers of darkness that is against your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Now, you see, what is this image that he wants to print into your mind? Well, how do you know whether you have already been sealed in the mind by the enemy? We're going to look through the word. You want to know the word? How many of you want to know the word tonight? Hallelujah. Let's get into the word tonight. Open with me to the book of Revelations. The 14th chapter. And verses 9 to 11. Revelations chapter 14 and verses 9 to 11. Then the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image, and receives his mark on his forehead or in his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lord." You hear that? And the 11th verse, "And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name." They have rest, no rest. No rest day or night. A kind of restlessness. When the image of the beast comes over the mind of someone, there is a restlessness. A restlessness. You don't know why. You're going from place to place. You're restless all the time. Whenever you are alone, you have no peace. People become tourists when they cannot sit at home because they are restless. You hear that? They're going to and fro. No rest. Where do I go? What do I do? Maybe I should try off that resort. Maybe I should go to that place. Maybe I should go to this country. Maybe I should buy that. Maybe I should eat this. Maybe I should try something else. Oh, it's restlessness. You hear that? It's restlessness. And there are Christians who are restless. They go from convention to convention, crusade to crusade, prayer meeting to prayer meeting. They are restless. They're troubled inside. Oh, brother, I pray tonight you will understand things from the word of God tonight, and you will see truth setting you free tonight if you receive it. Restlessness. Hear that? Oh, it's a mark of the beast, because the Lord said, "Come unto me and I will give you rest." When you come to Jesus, you have rest. It doesn't depend upon your bank account. It doesn't depend upon your problems or situations in life or your marriage or how the other partner behaves. You are at rest. You are at peace. Because Jesus Christ is the Lord, not only of your heart, but over your mind. But when you don't have that, you are restless. Never do anything in restlessness. Are you with me? It's a print of the enemy. Shatruvinte oru printa ninte mindil. My God. Totally restless. Can you imagine that? Evada poyalum evada prarthanikku oru samadhanam illa. എവിടെ പോയാലും പ്രശ്നങ്ങൾ മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ. റെസ്റ്റ്ലെസ്. Some people speak about the peace of God. You know what? അവർ ചോദിക്കുക, സമാധാനമുണ്ട്, അവരോ സമാധാനമുണ്ട്. എന്താ സമാധാനം? പറയും, എൻ്റെ ബാങ്കിൽ പൈസയുണ്ട്, മക്കളെയൊക്കെ കെട്ടിച്ചു, പ്രത്യേകിച്ച് കുഴപ്പമൊന്നുമില്ല, നല്ലൊരു ഗ്രൂപ്പിൽ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് പോകുന്നുണ്ട്, വേറെ പ്രശ്നങ്ങളൊന്നുമില്ല, അതുകൊണ്ട് സമാധാനമുണ്ട്. ആ സമാധാനമല്ല ബിബ്ലിക്കൽ സമാധാനം. ആ സമാധാനമല്ല ബിബ്ലിക്കൽ സമാധാനം. When Jesus said, I give you peace, my peace I give you, you know when he said that? The night before he was crucified, when his disciples had run away, when everything that he was depending on had left, and he knew he was going to be crucified, when the full wrath of the enemy was coming against him, he said, my peace I give unto you. അങ്ങനെ ഒരു സമാധാനമുണ്ട്, അതാ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ സമാധാനം. നിന്റെ ബാങ്ക് അക്കൗണ്ട് നോക്കിയിട്ടോ നിന്റെ ഫ്യൂച്ചർ എന്താണ് നോക്കിയിട്ടുള്ളതല്ല. അതെല്ലാം ശരിയായിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിലും ദൈവത്തിന്റെ സമാധാനം കാണണമെന്നില്ല. Tonight you are praying, Lord, let my marriage take place, let my business do well, let my family be blessed, let my children be saved. No. That all the Lord will do for you. But the peace of God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. അതിന്റെ ബിസിനസ്സിലെ വരുമാനം നോക്കിയൊന്നുമല്ല സമാധാനം വരുന്നത്. അങ്ങനെയാണെങ്കിൽ ഓരോ ദിവസം സമാധാനം പോകും, സമാധാനം പോകും, സമാധാനം പോകും, അങ്ങനെ അതല്ല, അതങ്ങ് വള്ളിയില്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. വിശ്വാസികൾക്ക് ആ സമാധാനമല്ല. ഗ്ലോറി, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഓ, ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദി നെയിം ഓഫ് ദി ഫസ്റ്റ് സൈൻ ഓഫ് ദി ബീസ്റ്റ് ട്രൈങ് ടു പുട്ട് ഹിസ് ഇംപ്രഷൻ ഓൺ യുവർ മൈൻഡ് ഇസ് ത്രൂ റെസ്റ്റ്ലെസ്നെസ്. Second one, Revelation 16, 1 and 2. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went and poured out the bowl upon the earth, and a foul and a loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Sore. S-O-R-E. So, on those who worship the image of the beast, or who had that imprint of the beast, S-O-R-E. S-O-R-E. You know, when you look at it, it's the same word, actually, which comes, means also S-O-U-R. Have you seen people like that? Oppadu sandhasavilla. There are no grumpy faces in this Christian life. There's a song like that, no? How does it go? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. That's right. There are no grumpy faces in this Christian life. Hallelujah. That's the same word that is also, you know, actually, they are all partners. S-O-R-E, S-O-U-R, and sorry. People who always feel sorry for themselves. Poor me. Look what's happened in life. They are very bitter. Are you with me? Bitter. It's a mark of the enemy. ശത്രുവിന്റെ ഒരു മാർക്കാണത്, അന്തിക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ ഒരു മാർക്കാണത്, മൈൻഡിലിടാൻ നോക്കുന്ന ഒരു മാർക്കാണത്. ഇന്ന് നീ സത്യം മനസ്സിലാക്കിയാൽ നിനക്ക് ഇന്ന് രാത്രി വിടുതലുണ്ട്. എന്റെ യേശുവിന്റെ നാം നിൽക്കുന്ന വിടുതലുണ്ട്. They are always bitter. And angry and always blaming. And if you looked at those kind of thought patterns, you will find they will first blame when things don't go the way they want. They will first blame their partner. Then they will blame their children. Then they will blame their neighborhood. Then they will blame their parents. Then they will blame their ancestry. Then they'll blame everyone whom they know. Then they come to church and they'll blame the pastor. അല്ലെങ്കിൽ അടുത്തിരിക്കുന്ന വിശ്വാസി, അയാളെ തിരിച്ചു കാണിച്ചില്ല, അയാൾ ഇന്നലെ അങ്ങനെ ചെയ്തു, ആർക്കും മനസ്സിലാകത്തില്ല, എല്ലാ പ്രശ്നം. We're dealing with, hallelujah, sharp truth of God's word tonight. Always blaming somebody else. And finally, if you look, they will blame God. They will blame God for the condition they are in. It is a sign of the enemy having put a lie into your mind to make you into his image. But tonight, lift your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, Father, may that lie of the enemy in my mind be destroyed by the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. See, when you look at the Bible, you will find that the seal of the Holy Spirit, when the seal of God's Spirit comes, there are four things that happen. If you look at it, if you read it scripturally, it is described in Ephesians 5, 18 to 21. The fifth chapter of Ephesians and 18 to 21. As it says, do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, or be filled with the, but be filled with the, that's the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The first one is your speech changes. Your psalms and hymns, instead of being grumpy and complaining and murmuring and saying, ah, why did this happen? Why couldn't God solve this for me? Even after fasting for so many days, I myself don't see anything. Everybody else is blessed. And now, Parishuddhatma Virumba Marun, you will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Hallelujah. The second one is, you will make melody in your heart. Heart and attitude Marun. There will be melody, music. And it will be like a panta. ഇന്ന് കഴിയോ, ഇന്നിപ്പം പത്താമത്തെ ദിവസം, പതിനൊന്നാമത്തെ ദിവസം, ഇനിയൊരു പത്ത് ഏഴ് എട്ട് ദിവസം അങ്ങനെ. മറ്റത് മെലഡി. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്, താങ്ക് യു ഓ ഗോഡ്. ദർ ഇസ് എ മ്യൂസിക് ഇൻ യുവർ ഹാർട്ട്. അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഒരു കോൾഡ്നെസ്, എ കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് ഡെഡ്നെസ് ഇൻ യുവർ ഹാർട്ട്. യു ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ്? ത്രീ, യു ആർ ഗിവിംഗ് താങ്ക്സ് ഓൾവേസ് ഫോർ ഓൾ തിങ്സ് ടു ഗോഡ് ദ ഫാദർ ഇൻ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ആർ ലോർഡ് ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. In your mind, that's your attitude. Ella karyathilum yeshuvinu nanni paraya. That's your attitude. Your attitude changes. Four, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Your relationship will submission varum. Bharya bharthavinodu submit cheyyum. Pillaru makkalodu pillaru makkalodallallo pillaru appunum ammayodu submit cheyyum. Hallelujah. Church vasnodu submit cheyyum. You hear that? ഈ നാല് കാര്യങ്ങളാണ് പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ സീല് വരുമ്പോൾ വരുന്നത്. എനിമിയുടെ സീല് വന്നപ്പോ എന്ത് സംഭവിച്ചു? ഒന്ന്, റെസ്റ്റ്ലെസ്നെസ്. ടു, സോർ, ബിറ്റർ ഓർ ആംഗർ. ഓ, ടുനൈറ്റ് ഫാദർ, ഗീവ് യുവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ ഗ്രേസ് ആൻഡ് എ സ്പെഷ്യൽ അനോയിന്റിംഗ് ഫ്രം ഹെവൻ ടുനൈറ്റ്. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ആമേൻ. ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് ദ തേർഡ് വൺ, റെവലേഷൻസ് 19 ആൻഡ് വേഴ്സ് 20. Are you enjoying the word tonight? Amen. It's to set you free and bless you tonight. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Amen? Amen? How did the enemy deceive? Huh? By working signs. You hear that? Now open with me 2 Thessalonians 2. That makes it more clear. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Tonight we are studying the word. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. It says there, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs and lying wonders. Amen. അതായത് അന്ധക്രിസ്തുവിടെ അവൻ ഇംപ്രഷൻ വരുമ്പോൾ, യു വോണ്ട് വണ്ട് ദ റിയൽ വണ്ടേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ്. ലൈയിങ് വണ്ടേഴ്സ്, ഫോൾസ് വൺസ്, കൗണ്ടർഫീറ്റ് വൺസ്. യു ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ്? വി ആർ ലുക്കിംഗ് ഫോർ ജെനുവിൻ ഗോഡ്ലി അനോയിന്റഡ് പ്യുവർ മാനിഫെസ്റ്റേഷൻ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്സ് ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ഷുഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. വൈ ഡിഡ് ദേ ഫോൾ ഇൻ ടു ഡിസെപ്ഷൻ? Because 2 Thessalonians 2 itself says there, because they rejected the truth of God's word. In aneka salathu albudhangal nadakkunnathum adayalam nadakkunnathum devaatmavil ninnalla. It is not from God's spirit.
ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകം. ഞാൻ ഇന്നലെ പോയപ്പോഴത്തേനും പറഞ്ഞു, ഇവിടുന്ന് ഒരു അങ്ങോട്ട് കുറച്ചുകൂടെ പോയിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഒരു സ്ഥലം ഉണ്ടെന്ന്, മിറക്കിൾസ് ത്രൂ റോസറി.
ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഫ്രം ഗാഡ് സ്പിരിറ്റ് മൈ ബ്രദർ, ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ഫ്രം ഗാഡ് സ്പിരിറ്റ്. Bible is very clear on lying wonders and signs. Hallelujah. Every wonder and sign, if it is from the Holy Spirit, will glorify Jesus Christ. The Lord said, I shall confirm my word with signs, wonders and miracles. ദൈവവചനം കൺഫേം ചെയ്യുന്നതാണ് signs, wonders and miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why I will never allow any manifestation of the Spirit usually if the word is not being preached first over the years. Even a gift of healing. If some of you who know, when we go for crusades, you know, I will never preach on healing or start on healing on the first day. I will preach the gospel till the sinner has come to the cross. And then only you allow the manifestations of God's gifting to work, where people are healed and set free and all that. They rejected the truth. They were going and running after wonders and signs and miracles. The enemy said, that's what I want. That's the mark that I want. Our restless ayirikkanam. They should be sore and bitter and they should go searching. A quick fix somewhere. I can get out of this mess. Mm-mm. No quick fix. Hallelujah. Only word fix. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus tonight. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord for some time. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the word some more. Are you interested tonight? Amen. You want to be free, don't you? Amen. Let's look to the book of Genesis, the same mark which came upon Cain. Now, the mark on Cain, I should admit it. I thought that since that was a mark set by God, it had to be a mark of blessing. But when you really study the word of God, it is not a mark of blessing. Because if it was a mark of blessing, then Cain's descendants wouldn't have been killed in the flood during Noah's time. Cain's descendants were completely wiped out during the flood of Noah's time. So it was never a mark of blessing. And look to the word. The Genesis chapter 4 and verses 8 onwards. Look and read it, my brother, for me, please. Genesis 4 verses 8 to 15.
Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the Lord. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. The Lord said to him, therefore whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him.
The Lord set a mark on Cain. Amen. And let me say this here. See, when you look at the word, you will find Cain never repented. If Cain had repented, God would have forgiven him. That's the message, please. Cain didn't repent. He said, my punishment is greater. That's all. He didn't say, sorry, Lord. I killed my brother. Please forgive me. The Lord would have forgiven him right there. Hear that? He didn't repent. And since he didn't repent, the Lord is putting a curse together with a mark. And this is what the curse is. Cain, whenever you till, there shall be no fruit. please, whenever you till the land, there shall be no fruit. അതായത് നീ എന്തൊക്കെ പണി ചെയ്താലും നിനക്കൊരു ഫ്രൂട്ട്ഫുൾനെസ് കാണുന്നില്ല. ജോലി മാറി നോക്കി, ഇൻഫ്ലുവൻസ് മാറി നോക്കി, കമ്പനി മാറി നോക്കി, സഭ മാറി നോക്കി, നീ ഇവിടെ അഭിഷേകം കുറഞ്ഞിട്ടാണ് വേറെ സഭയിൽ പോയാൽ ബ്ലെസ്സിങ് കിട്ടുമോ, എല്ലാം ചെയ്ത് നോക്കിയിട്ടും നിനക്ക് ബ്ലെസ്സിങ് വരുന്നില്ല. എന്തുകൊണ്ടെന്നറിയാവോ? ബിക്കോസ് യു ഡിഡ് എ വെരി ബീസ്ലി തിങ് ഇൻ കില്ലിംഗ് യുവർ ബ്രദർ. So there is no fruitfulness, or there is a fruitlessness. In other words, you are spending your energy but no fruit. You hear that? Oh, tonight, hallelujah, glory unto the name of the Lord. You are spending your energy, the ambition is there, the desire is there, the drive is there, everything is there, but no blessing. Oh, tonight, Father, have mercy on your congregation. Release your people tonight. എത്ര ടില് ചെയ്തിട്ടും അനുഗ്രഹം വരുന്നില്ല. ടില് ചെയ്യാത്തതിന്റെ കുറവല്ല. There is a print that is fallen in your mind that needs to be cancelled by the blood so that the print of God's image and likeness can come upon you, the seal of God's Holy Spirit. രണ്ട്, you will be a fugitive and a vagabond. ആ കേഴ്സിന്റെ രണ്ടാമത്തേത്, യു ഷാൽ ബി എ ഫ്യൂജിറ്റീവ് എന്നല്ല പറഞ്ഞേ. ഡിഡ് യു ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ് വെൻ ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് റെഡ്? ആമേൻ. കെയിൻ, യു ഷാൽ ബി എ ഫ്യൂജിറ്റീവ്. വാട്ട് ഡസ് ദാറ്റ് മീൻ? ഇറ്റ് കംസ് ഫ്രം എ ഹീബ്രൂ വേർഡ് കോൾഡ് നൂവ, NUWA, നൂവ, വിച്ച് മീൻസ് വൺ ഹു വേവേഴ്സ് ഓർ എൻ അൺസ്റ്റേബിൾ ബീയിങ്. ഈ മാർക്ക് വന്നു കഴിയുമ്പോൾ യു ആർ അൺസ്റ്റേബിൾ. എനിമിയുടെ മാർക്ക് വന്നു കഴിയുമ്പോൾ സ്റ്റെബിലിറ്റി ഇല്ല. ഇന്ന് പറയുന്നതല്ല നാളെ പറയുന്നത്. യു ആർ വേവറിംഗ് ഇൻ യുവർ മൈൻഡ്. ഓ ചർച്ച്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, യു ആർ വേവറിംഗ്. വായും കൊണ്ടെന്ന് പറയും, ഹൃദയം വേറെന്ന് ചിന്തിക്കും. ഹൃദയം കൊണ്ടെന്ന് പറയുമ്പോൾ മനസ്സ് വേറെ എന്തെങ്കിലും ചിന്തിക്കും. Wavering, or instability, unstable. And an unstable man will never receive anything from God. Why? Because there is a lie which you have believed somewhere down the line of the enemy, and you have lost your life from the hands of Jesus to fall into the prey of the enemy. But tonight, you should say, Lord, I repent deep within. I want to see your mark upon my life and not the Antichrist mark on my life. I don't want to be restless. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to have an attitude problem. I want to see that I am not a fugitive, not an unstable person, somebody who is wavering all the time. ഒരു ദിവസം കർത്താവ് എന്നോട് പ്രതിഷ്ഠിച്ചെന്ന് പറയും, പിറ്റേ ദിവസം അമ്പത്തിന് മാറി. ഒരു ദിവസം കർത്താവിന് വേണ്ടി എവിടെ വേണമെങ്കിലും പൊക്കോളാന്ന് പറയും, രണ്ടാം ദിവസം ആകുമ്പോഴത്തേന് അയ്യോ വീട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് വരെ ഇറങ്ങാൻ പേടിയാ. വൈ? ഓ ചർച്ച്, വൈ? ഡു യു എക്സ്പെക്ട് ഗോഡ് ടു അനോയിന്റ് യു വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് ആറ്റിറ്റ്യൂഡ്? യു സേ, ഓക്കേ, ഗോഡ് ഈസ് യൂസിംഗ് സംബഡി എൽസ്, വൈ ഇസ്ന്റ് ഗോഡ് യൂസിംഗ് മീ? കർത്താവ് ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു വരുന്നു, രണ്ടു ദിവസം ആകുമ്പോൾ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചതൊക്കെ മാറി, പിന്നെയും വരുമ്പോഴത്തേന് ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു വരുന്നു. Oh, that curse has to break tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray that curse has to break over your lives tonight. In Jesus' name. കർത്താവേ, ഞാൻ ഇനി ടി വി കാണിയല്ല, ഇനി ഞാൻ വേണ്ടാത്ത സ്ഥലത്ത് പോവുകയല്ല, തെറ്റായ കൂട്ടുകെട്ടി പോവുകയല്ല, ഇനി പള്ളിയിലേക്ക് ഇല്ല ആര് വിളിച്ചാലും, കർത്താവ് അങ്ങയുടെ കൂടെ ഉള്ളൂ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. പിറ്റേ ദിവസം ഇച്ചിരി പ്രഷർ, പ്രഷറല്ല, എനിമിയുടെ ലൈ ആ. യു ഹാവ് നോട്ട് ഡിസേൺഡ് ഇറ്റ്. ഐ പ്രേ ദാറ്റ് യു വിൽ ഹാവ് ഗോഡ്ലി ഡിസേൺമെന്റ് ഫ്രം നൗ ഓൺ.
unstable. Look at the third one. See, you cannot trust the fugitive, can you? How can you trust him? He's unstable. You say, God, use me. If God gives you an anointing, can he trust you with that? You say, Lord, call me. If God calls you, can he trust you with that? God, I'll stand up for you if everybody leaves you. God, can God trust you with that tonight? Tonight we need victory by the blood of Jesus Christ over the image of the enemy and see the imprint of Jesus Christ upon our minds. നീ ആ കണ്ടീഷനിലാണെങ്കിൽ ഇന്ന് കർത്താവിന്റെ കൃപയിൽ ആശ്രയിച്ച് മാനസാന്തരപ്പെട്ടോണം. ദിസ് വേർഡ് ഇസ് ഫോർ യു. ദൈവവചനം കേൾക്കുന്ന ബാക്കി പുസ്തകം വായിക്കുമ്പോൾ കേൾക്കുന്ന പോലെ അല്ല കേട്ടോ, പറഞ്ഞേക്കാം. യു ക്യാൻ ലിസൺ ടു എനി അതർ ബുക്ക് ഓർ സം റീഡിംഗ്, പൊഴിന്ന് തട്ടി കളഞ്ഞിട്ട് എഴുന്നേറ്റ് പോവാം. ദൈവവചനം കേട്ടിട്ട് അങ്ങനെ എഴുന്നേറ്റ് പോകാൻ പറ്റിയല്ല. ഒന്നിങ്ങി നീ രക്ഷപ്പെടും, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ നീ നിത്യനാശത്തിൽ പോകും. ഇറ്റ്സ് ഗോട്ട് നത്തിങ് ഇൻ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ. ചുമ്മാ കുറച്ചേരം വന്ന് വചനം കേട്ട് എഴുന്നേറ്റ് പോയ അങ്ങനത്തെ ഒരു പുസ്തകമല്ല ഇത്. ദിസ് ഇസ് ഗോഡ്സ് വേർഡ്. ഇത് കേൾക്കുമ്പോൾ ഒന്നുകിൽ അവൻ ജീവൻ പ്രാപിക്കും, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ അവൻ മരണത്തിലേക്ക് പോകും. ഒന്നെങ്കിൽ സ്വർഗത്തിലേക്ക് പോകും, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ നരകത്തിലേക്ക് പോകും. ഒന്നെങ്കിൽ വെളിച്ചത്തേക്ക് വരും, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഇരുട്ടിലേക്ക് പോകും. ഒന്നെങ്കിൽ അവന്റെ മേൽ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ അഭിഷേകമുള്ള സീൽ വരും, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ അന്തിക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ സീൽ വരും. രണ്ടിന്റെ നടുക്കൊന്നില്ല. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The next curse with that mark was, you shall not only be a fugitive but a vagabond. You know what that word vagabond means? A wanderer. A wanderer. One who moves about aimlessly. പ്രത്യേകിച്ച് aim ഒന്നുമില്ല, aimlessly നടക്കുക. Wanderer. എന്ത് വിശ്വസിക്കണം, ആരെ വിശ്വസിക്കണം, ആരാ ശരി, ഒന്നും അറിയത്തില്ല. ഈ പയ്യൻ പറയുന്നതാണോ ഇനി ശരി? അയ്യോ, ഒന്നും അറിയാൻ മേലാത്ത സിറ്റുവേഷൻ. You hear that? It is a sign, the mark of the enemy is over you. But tonight, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that they would be delivered out of that. I said to the Lord, Lord, this message has to come forth with deep compassion. If you ask anybody in the house, they'll tell me I was spending the entire day in prayer. You know, for one thing, compassion. I said, Lord, let it not judge them, but let it release them. Mark undengi ad yeshuvin rakthathal maanju poyittu they should have the life of God coming into them. If you are humbling your souls, you will find the grace of God abounding upon you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One who moves about aimlessly. Aimlessly. You know how one of the greatest curses. Lift your hand and pray for a minute, please. ഓ ഹാലലൂയ്യ, ആമേൻ. ഈ ഫിജിറ്റീവ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് ഉണ്ടല്ലോ, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ വാഗമൺ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ, ദ അൺസ്റ്റേബിൾ. അവർ യേസ് പറഞ്ഞ് യേസ് അല്ല. ഐ വിത്ത് മീ ഇൻ ഇൻ 2 Corinthians 1:17 ബൈബിൾ സേസ്, ലെറ്റ് യുവർ യേസ് ബി യേസ് ആൻഡ് യുവർ നോ ബി നോ. ആമേൻ. യേസ് യേസ് ആണെങ്കിൽ യേസ്. ഞാൻ പാപം വേണമെന്ന് വെച്ചാൽ യേസ്. കർത്താവിന് വേണ്ടി ജീവിക്കാൻ പോകുന്ന പറഞ്ഞാൽ യേസ്. ഐ യു വിത്ത് മീ? ഇറ്റ്സ് ഐദർ യേസ് ഓർ നോ. അൺസ്റ്റേബിൾ ആകുമ്പോഴത്തേന് യേശു അല്ല, നോ അല്ല. വായും കൊണ്ട് യേശു പറയും, അകത്ത് നോ എന്നാ പറയുന്നത്. വായും കൊണ്ട് പറയും, കർത്താവ് ഞാൻ അങ്ങനെ ആരാധിക്കാൻ വരുന്നു, അങ്ങേക്ക് മാത്രമാണ്, അങ്ങേക്ക് പ്രതിഷ്ഠിക്കുന്നു. ഹൃദയം കൊണ്ട് അയ്യോ ഇതൊരു പാപം വന്നാൽ ഞാൻ ചിലപ്പം വീടുവേ അൺസ്റ്റേബിൾ. ഒരു ഓപ്പർച്യൂണിറ്റി വന്ന ഐ ടോൾഡ് യു നോ ഹി വിൽ കം ഹി ബൈ ഓർ സെൽ ഹി വിൽ വാണ്ട് യു ടു ബൈ കൻ യു ബി ബോട്ട്. Judas could be bought for 30 pieces of silver. Can he be bought? How much silver would it take to buy you? കർത്താവിന്റെ പ്രതിഷ്ഠാക്കുക. You are consecrating your life saying I belong to Jesus. ആര് വിളിയാലും കർത്താവിന്റെ മാത്രം. Let me ask you one thing and don't tell me, write it down. Can you be bought? നാളെ ഒരുത്തൻ 10 crore വേണം തരുവ. 10 crores, take it. Will you give your soul to him? ഒരു പറഞ്ഞു, കർത്താവ് ഞാൻ അങ്ങേക്ക് വേണ്ടി ദൈവവേലയ്ക്ക് വേണ്ടി അർപ്പിക്കുക, അങ്ങേക്ക് മാത്രമേ ഞാൻ ജീവിക്കുകയുള്ളൂ. അവന് ഒരാഴ്ച കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ ഒരു ഓഫർ കിട്ടി അമേരിക്കയിൽ. നൈസ്, ഗുഡ് ജോബ്. കർത്താവ് അങ്ങയുടെ ഹിതമാണെങ്കിൽ ഞാൻ അങ്ങോട്ട് പൊക്കോട്ടെ. അവന്റെ പ്രതിഷ്ഠ അവിടെ പോയി. Judas could be brought for 30 pieces of silver. What is your price? Everybody has got a price. What is your price? That the enemy knows. അവൻ അവിടെ അതും കൊണ്ടേ വരുള്ളൂ. Are you with me? To see that imprinted in your mind. But tonight, hallelujah, we're going to walk out of it by the faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Vagabond, one who moves about aimlessly. Adhaayathu, see, those are the kinds of people. Oriduthum rooted aayirikkilla. They will never be rooted anywhere. You have to be rooted somewhere. They will always find something wrong everywhere, so that they won't be rooted anywhere. You hear that? See, in the scripture, there is only two conditions for you to leave any church. One, if you're geographically moving out into another place and you have no place to go, go into a nice church there. Are you with me? That's believing in the Bible, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, glorifying Jesus, go there. Two, if the person of Jesus Christ is forgotten and his word is not preached, and people are not conformed to the image of Christ, poko. Idu rendu allade oru personality problem kondo, oru ambition kondo, allengi oru manichillu nu paranjondo, allengi valakku paranjonu paranjondo, allengi prasangam kattiya nu paranjondo, orikkilum oru sabayina vera sabayilekku povalla. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Oh, now, just before we come to the seal of God, if you are under all these things, we're going to submit our lives to Jesus one more time. Amen. You're going to go back and really ask the Lord to take that curse off you. Amen. See, this is a warning from the Spirit. You hear that? Oh, hallelujah. We want, lift your hands and just worship the Lord for a minute. Ura rajala ragadavara samba rajana rigadahattala raja. Oh, hallelujah. Ura rajana ragadahattala rajan sambal juragadahattal jara. Oh, my Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Uda rajala ragada hattala rajala handara rajuna dilaba samba rajala. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Iskalambara maskira tulasandala hataro badamana skithara hatala jaramdana rigada badara sukti ramdala rabanasya. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, the Lord's presence is here so strong tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look to the book of Ezekiel chapter 8. We're dealing with that sign, the mark. The mark of God and the mark of the enemy. Now the mark of the enemy we do not want. Does anybody want that tonight? No. Hallelujah. Amen. But how can you and me receive the mark of God in our lives? How can you see the mark of the enemy canceled? And how can you have the mark of God's Holy Spirit stamped over your life? Now let me give you a mighty revelation here. When you look at the word of God in the book of Revelation chapter 20, Revelation chapter 15, first read 20th chapter, 15th chapter, pardon me, and verse 2, I saw something like the sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. Amen. That word over is mentioned 4 times there. They have the victory over the beast. Amen. Hallelujah. They have the victory over his image. Amen. They have the victory over his mark. And they have the victory over the number of his name. Oh, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. You can have victory over the mark, over the image, over the number, over the enemy completely in Jesus Christ. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. The 20th chapter and verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus, and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their forehead or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a group of people who have got victory over every diabolic plan of the enemy, in their thought, in their heart, in their very image and their nature, they have got the victory. Now, how do you and me get the victory over the enemy? Simple. Amen. Look to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The 4th chapter of Hebrews 12. You know that scripture, but look to it please again. There, the word of God is mentioned as a double-edged sword. Somebody say that with me. The word of God is a double-edged sword. The word of God cuts across to your innermost being, separating the soul from the spirit. Amen. The dividing of the soul unto the spirit. There is a division that takes place. There is a piercing that takes place through the word of God. Now the word of God is the instrument which the Lord Jesus uses to put his print on you. Amen. Lord Jesus takes his word and he uses his word to write on you that you belong to Jesus. Amen. That is why you need to obey the word of God. Nee sabela paarambaryam anusarichillengil ninakku onnum nashtapadiyala deiva vachanam anusarichillengil ninakku ellam nashtapadum. Amen. The word of God is the sword. You hear that? Amen. Now when we look at the scriptures, you find something mighty in the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and verse 19. It says there, who being past feeling, have given themselves over to licentiousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Amen. They have gone past feeling. See, the word is a double edged sword. Adu kutumba feeling varu. Ah, come on. Word kekumba feeling varunnillengi, which means you have gone past feeling. You are not allowing the imprint of God to take place inside of you. You are saying, hey, enikku oru kulukko illa. Oru vaalu vechu chattavane kutuvaanengi avan onnum veikkiyala. ജീവനുള്ളവനെ കുത്തുവാണെങ്കിൽ അവന് വേദനിക്കും. പക്ഷെ ആ വേദന എന്നറിയാവോ? നിത്യമായ രക്ഷയ്ക്കുള്ളതാ. ഏമേ. ആരെയും വേദനിപ്പിച്ചു വിടുന്ന എഴുന്നേപ്പിച്ചു വിടാൻ വേണ്ടിയല്ല ദൈവവചനം പറയുന്നത്. വേദനിക്കുമ്പോൾ, അത് അനുസരിക്കുമ്പോൾ അവിടെ നിനക്ക് വിടുതല. ഇൻ ദ ലാംസ് ബുക്ക് ഓഫ് ലൈഫ് യുവർ നെയിം ഇസ് ബീങ് റിട്ടേൺ. ബട്ട് ദീസ് പീപ്പിൾ ഇൻ ദ ബുക്ക് ഓഫ് എഫീഷ്യൻസ് ഹാഡ് ഗോൺ പാസ്റ്റ് ഫീലിംഗ്. അതുപോലെ ഞങ്ങളെ എത്ര കുത്തിയാലും മാസ്റ്ററെ ഏക്കിയല. ഞങ്ങൾ ഓൾറെഡി തീരുമാനിച്ചു ഞങ്ങൾ ഏത് വഴിക്കാ പോകുന്നതെന്ന്. ഈ 21 ദിവസം ഒന്ന് കഴിഞ്ഞോട്ടെ. ഇത്രയും ദിവസം നിന്നെ ക്ഷീണമൊക്കെ ഒന്ന് മാറ്റി. Lift your hand and say, Lord, let your word do its work inside of me. If you mean, pray now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Now God seals His people with the word of God and with the power of God's Holy Spirit. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവും ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനവും. Are you with me? ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവും ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനവും. അത് വെച്ചാ ദൈവം സീൽ ചെയ്യുന്നത്. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's look to the word on how that happened in the book of Ezekiel. The 8th chapter. Oh, tonight, Father, break hardened hearts. Release your people. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 8. And read it, my brother, for me, please. From verse 2 onwards.
And then I looked, and there was a likeness, like the appearance of a fire. From the appearance of his waist and downward, fire. And from his waist and upward, like the appearance of brightness, like the color of amber. He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair. And a spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I had seen in the plain.
Then yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Now read the 6th verse.
Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel commits here, to make me go far away from my sanctuary. Now turn again. You will see greater abominations.
Mm.
So he brought me to the door.
Stop there a minute, please. God is showing Ezekiel in a vision the temple of Jerusalem. He's seeing the glory. And he's going to get excited. God says, no, no, no. Just before you get excited, Ezekiel, look to what's happening really inside the temple. അവർ ആരാധനയ്ക്ക് പോകുന്നതിന് കുഴപ്പമില്ല. എല്ലാവരും ആരാധനയ്ക്ക് വേണ്ടി നിൽപ്പുണ്ട്. പക്ഷെ ലുക്ക് എ ലിറ്റിൽ ബിറ്റ് മോർ ക്ലോസർ. അവർ അകത്തോട്ട് ഒന്നുകൂടെ നോക്കിക്ക്. Get a little bit more deeper. Are you with me? And when it's gone deeper, what is he seeing there? The 6th verse. The 7th verse, pardon me. 8th chapter, 7th verse. Yes, my brother.
So he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall.
There was a hole in the wall. The wall is always speaking about boundaries. And there is a hole. There is a breach in the wall. In the boundary lines. Boundaries are marandirikkuvana, Israel janada. And what is that? Look on, read on.
Then he said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall.
Ah.
And when I dug into the wall, there was a door.
Mm.
And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing in there. So I went in and saw, and there, every sort of creeping thing, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel, portrayed all around on the walls.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Bahyamayit in the temple, they would all go. But yeah, looking deeper inside, the Lord is saying, Ezekiel, listen, listen. Can you imagine that? The Spirit of God can go deep inside and find you. Are you with me? The rest of the people say, oh, what a beautiful temple. Jerusalem temple. Ellarum aaradhikkam annigal nikkuvallo oru kolappillo. God's Spirit says, no, Ezekiel, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't go by the eyesight. Let me take you a little bit more deeper. Let me take you through a wall and show you actually what the people of God are doing. And he takes them really into the foundation and shows them. They are worshipping creeping things, abominable things that are abominable to God. They are worshipping it in the inner recesses of your heart, in the secret chambers of your mind, in the very secret thoughts of your life. ബാഹ്യമായിട്ട് നീ വന്ന് ആരാധിക്കുന്നുണ്ട്, പാട്ട് പാടുന്നുണ്ട്, ടെമ്പിളിലെ ഗ്ലോറി കാണുന്നുണ്ട്. പക്ഷെ മോനെ, ദൈവാത്മാവ് പറയുന്നു, കുറച്ചും കൂടെ ആഴമായിട്ട് നോക്കുക. ഓൾ കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് സീക്രട്ട് ക്രീപ്പിംഗ് ആംബീഷ്യസ് പ്ലാൻസ് ഫോർ യുവർ ഓൺ ലൈഫ് വേർ യു ഹാവ് നോട്ട് സബ്ജെക്ടഡ് ടു മീ. യു വർഷിപ്പിംഗ് യുവർ ഓൺ തിങ്സ്, യുവർ സെൽഫ് റെസ്പെക്ട്, യുവർ പ്രൈഡ്, യുവർ പോപ്പുലാരിറ്റി, യുവർ ഫാമിലി നെയിം, ഓൾ ദോസ് തിങ്സ് വിതൗട്ട് റിയലി ഡീപ് വിദിൻ സേയിങ് Jesus, you are all. പാട്ട് പാടുന്നുണ്ട്, ആരാധിക്കുന്നുണ്ട്, ഒച്ചുണ്ടാക്കുന്നുണ്ട്, എല്ലാ ദേവദാസന്മാരെയും കണ്ടും കൈവച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നുണ്ട്, നീ ദശാംശവും കൊടുക്കുന്നുണ്ട്, എല്ലാം ചെയ്യുന്നുണ്ട്. പക്ഷെ മോനെ, ആത്മാവ് നോക്കിയിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞു, അകത്തോട്ട് നോക്കി നോക്കിയേ. ഓ tonight, church. Tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight. Oh, God is wanting to take us deeper. Do you want to really go deep in the Lord? You want to have the real fire of God, don't you? You don't want to see anything counterfeit come upon you, do you? ദാരനരേവോ elders ആ ഒത്തിരി കൊല്ലായിട്ട് വരുന്നവരാ, പുതിയ വന്നവരൊന്നുമല്ല. ഒളിച്ച് വീട്ടിൽ എന്താ ചെയ്യുന്നത് നോക്കാൻ. elders, ബാക്കി പുതിയവരൊക്കെ വരുവാണെങ്കിൽ പറയും, ഞങ്ങൾ ഇത്ര കൊല്ലമായിട്ട് ഓ രക്ഷിക്കപ്പെട്ടു, സ്നാനപ്പെട്ടു, അഭിഷേകം പ്രാപിച്ചു. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഗോഡ്സ് വേർഡ് ഇസ് എ ഡബിൾ എഡ്ജ്ഡ് സ്വോർഡ്. ഐ ഹോപ്പ് ഇറ്റ് പിയേഴ്സസ് യു ആൻഡ് കട്ട്സ് എക്രോസ് ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ് ടു ഗിവ് യു ലൈഫ്. ഓ മൈ ഗോഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ലുക്ക് ഓൺ, റീഡ് ഓൺ ദി 11th വേഴ്സ്.
And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in the midst stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark?
Ah, do you know what they do in the dark? Pagalalla, irittu endha cheyyunnu ariyavo?
Every man in the room of his idols.
Oh, every man in the room of his idols.
For they say, the Lord does not see us.
Ah, kartavu shemichullane kolapponum illa. Oh, kolapponum illa.
Ah, the Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, turn again and you will see greater abominations that they are doing. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house. And to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz.
Ah, Tammuz is a fertility god. It's actually a sexual deity. The women were secretly worshipping it. My brother, my sister, when you look through these chapters, the 9th chapter, I'm coming into it. God is saying to the prophet Ezekiel, listen, go and wail over these people, and that which of them is going to commit themselves and separate themselves from this, seal them. അല്ലാത്തവൻ ജഡ്ജ്മെന്റിലേക്ക് പോകും, മാറുന്നവനെ സീൽ ചെയ്യുക വിത്ത് ഹോളി ഗോസ്റ്റ്. Tonight, that's what the Spirit of God says over the lives of people tonight. You're going to say in my innermost heart, oh God, I don't want to stand there with my pride, what people will think of my life. No, I want to throw myself into your hands and worship you. And when you do that, you will find the hand of God coming upon you, set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They were worshipping idols in the secret. Then Jojo le vishwasi annu parnittu sabathusa garthavane arayikkunna varam ayilokathe aarku oru child baptism kochinte party undu parney sabha veettu poittundenga ante artham you have not committed your heart to Jesus Christ entirely. നീ വിശ്വസിക്കപ്പെട്ട് വിശ്വസിച്ച് സ്ഥാനപ്പെട്ടിരുത്ത നീ എന്താ അവിടെ പോയി ചെയ്യുന്നത്? പിന്നെ എന്തുകൊണ്ടാ നടത്തില്ല? പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമ്പോ ഒരു തീയൊന്നും തോന്നില്ല. ബാക്കിയുള്ള അന്നവാചി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമ്പോ മണ്ണത്തരമായിട്ടാ തോന്നുന്നത്. ഒരു നാൾ നീയും പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരുന്നാലേ, ഒരു നാൾ നീ അത് ചെയ്തുകൊണ്ടിരുന്നാലേ എന്ത് സംഭവിച്ചു? സീക്രട്ട്ലി യു ഹാവ് നോട്ട് ലെഫ്റ്റ് യുവർ ഓൾഡ് കണക്ഷൻസ്. Secretly, all that matters to you. Secretly, you are still worshipping it. Oh, yenda friend endu orku, devu endu orku nu thoniyala. 21 divasam upavasam nadakkuva. Njan karthavine eduthu poyilla, karthavu endu thonnu orkiyala. Yenda friendine vishayam variyale. Which means your friend is more important to you than the Lord. Oh, come on, church. എന്റെ ദൈവത്തിന് എന്തോ ഓർക്കുമെന്ന് തോന്നില്ലേ? പാസ്റ്റിന് എന്തോ ഓർക്കുന്നില്ല, പാസ്റ്റിന് ഒന്നും ഓർക്കിയല്ല. ഐ വിൽ ഓൺലി ഡു വാട്ട് ഗോഡ് വാണ്ട്സ് മീ ടു ഡു, ഐ വിൽ പ്രീച്ച് ആൻഡ് ഗോ. ദൈവം എന്തോർക്കും? ഇൻ ദ ഇന്നർ റൈസസ് ദേ വർ നോട്ട് ഡൂയിങ് ഇറ്റ് പബ്ലിക്ലി. ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് ഓൺ ദ വേർഡ് പ്ലീസ്, ദ 16th വേർഡ്സ്.
സോ ഹി ബ്രോട്ട് മീ ഇൻടു ദ ഇന്നർ കോർട്ട് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്സ് ഹൗസ്. And there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they were worshiping the sun toward the east.
Yes, these people, they had their back toward the Holy of Holies, and they were looking to the sun god. Oh, never turn your back on God. Are you with me? They were doing it secretly. They were no longer in their heart worshiping God. Their backs were towards God. And the temple was there. That is amazing, isn't it? How many people will come into a church on a Sunday morning or on a Friday evening or on a day of fasting and prayer and the temple was there? പുറത്ത് നോക്കുമ്പോ മാന്യമാണ്, കൊള്ളാം, പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് പോവാണ്, ഉപവാസ പ്രാർത്ഥനയാണ് പത്താമത്തെ ദിവസം. പക്ഷെ നിന്റെ പുറം കർത്താവിനെ കാണിച്ചുകൊണ്ടാണ് ഇവിടെ ഇരിക്കുന്നത്. ആ ദാറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് ദേ വർ ഡൂയിങ്. നൗ റീഡ് ദി 9th ചാപ്റ്റർ പ്ലീസ് ആൻഡ് വേഴ്സസ് 1, 2, and 3.
Then he called out in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, "Let those who have charge over the city draw near, each with a deadly weapon in his hand." And suddenly, 6 men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with a battle axe in his hand. One man among them was clothed with linen and had a writer's ink horn at his side. Then they went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Now the glory of the God...
Now the fourth verse. The third verse. Read on.
Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub, where it had been, to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen who had the writer's ink horn at his side.
Who had the writer's ink horn at his side. And the Lord said to him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it. Therefore go. ഇങ്ങനെ രഹസ്യമായി ചെയ്യുന്ന പാപവാർത്ത മനസ്ഥാപിച്ച് കരയുന്നവന്റെ മേൽ പോയിട്ടൊന്ന് സീൽ ചെയ്യാ. കേട്ടിട്ടും എനിക്കൊന്നും ഏറ്റില്ലെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിരിക്കുന്ന കൂട്ടത്തെ നോക്കിയിട്ട് സീൽ ചെയ്യാനല്ല പറഞ്ഞത്. കേട്ടിട്ട് ദൈവമേ അങ്ങയുടെ വചനം കേട്ടപ്പോ എനിക്ക് ഏറ്റു. യു വർ സ്പീക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് മീ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ്
അവനെ തന്നെ താഴ്ത്തുമ്പോൾ അവന്റെ മേൽ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ദൂതനെ പോയിട്ട് സീൽ ചെയ്യണം. ഇവനെ വേർപെടുത്തിയാക്കുക. അന്തിക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ മാർക്ക് അവന്റെ ഫോർഹെഡിൽ വരല്. അന്തിക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ നേച്ചർ അവന്റെ മേൽ വരരുത്. ജഡ്ജ്മെന്റ് അവന്റെ മേൽ വരരുത്. അവൻ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടിയുള്ളത്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Tonight the hand of God is here tonight. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവ് ഇവിടെ നിന്നെ സൂക്ഷിച്ചു നോക്കുന്നു. എനിക്കറിയാന്നല്ല, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവിനെ അറിയാം, അതിൽ ഒരു സംശയവുമില്ല. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. യെശയ്യാവിൽ കാണാത്തതാണ് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവ് കാണിച്ചു കൊടുത്തത്. God is showing the very inner recesses of the hearts of the people and saying, let them humble themselves and cry over the abominations that they have committed, and I will seal them that they should no longer be a vagabond or a fugitive walking aimlessly, but they should have the fire and the seal of God over their lives. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി അഭിഷേകം വരുന്ന അങ്ങനത്തെ ജീവിതങ്ങൾക്ക് വേണ്ടിയാ. ഇതുവരെ നിന്നെ ശത്രു പമ്പരം പോട്ടെ കറക്കി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ആർ യു വില്ലിംഗ് ടു സേ നോ മോർ, നോ മോർ. എത്ര പേരെന്ന് പറയും, നോ മോർ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഐ വാണ്ട് ടു ബി ഫോർ ജീസസ്. എന്റെ ഹൃദയം ഞാൻ താക്കുന്നു, എന്റെ ഹൃദയം ഞാൻ കർത്താവിന് താക്കുന്നു. ഐ ബെൻഡ് മൈ ഹാർട്ട് ഫോർ ദ ലോർഡ്. എന്റെ ഹൃദയം കർത്താവിന് വേണ്ടി താക്കുന്നു എന്ന് എത്ര പേരെന്ന് പറയും. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ദെൻ ദ മാർക്ക് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഷാൽ കം അപ്പോൺ യു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. കഴിഞ്ഞ ദിവസം ഞാൻ ഒരു വ്യക്തിനടുത്തോട് പറഞ്ഞു, അവർ കർത്താവിന് വേണ്ടി ഇറങ്ങിയതാ. ഇറങ്ങിയപ്പോൾ അവർക്ക് വേണ്ടപ്പെട്ടവർ പറഞ്ഞു, നിങ്ങൾ ഇങ്ങനെ പോയാൽ ശരിയായി അല്ല കേട്ടോ, തിരിച്ചും അവിടെയും പോയി ഇരുന്നാക്കണം എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. എവിടെ? വിട്ടു വന്ന സ്ഥലത്ത്. അപ്പൊ അവിടെയും പോയി തല കാണിക്കും രാവിലെ. എന്നിട്ട് രണ്ടാമത് സർവീസ് ആകുമ്പോൾ എത്തും. ആ വ്യക്തിയെ ദൈവാത്മാവ് വളരെ ടച്ച് ചെയ്തു, ഡീപ്പായിട്ട്. രണ്ടാമത്തെ പ്രാവശ്യം ഈ പേഴ്സൺ പറയാൻ വന്നപ്പം ഹി കോട്ടഡ് എ സ്ക്രിപ്ചർ, ഇഫ് യു കോസ് വൺ ഓഫ് ദീസ് ലിറ്റിൽ വൺസ് ടു സിൻ, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ബെറ്റർ ഫോർ യു ടു ടൈ എ മിൽ സ്റ്റോൺ അറൌണ്ട് യുവർ നെക്ക് ആൻഡ് ഡ്രൗൺ. ആമേൻ. രണ്ട് വഞ്ചി നിൽക്കുന്നവര്, ഓടിച്ചു ചെയ്യുന്നവര്, ഇന്ന് ആത്മാർത്ഥമായിട്ട് ഹൃദയം താത്തോണം ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ അടുത്ത്. Hallelujah. I have declared what God asked me to declare with the purest of intentions, with the noblest of intentions before the Lord, to see the fire of God come upon you, the real fire and the seal of God upon you. Tonight, if you will just lift your hands to the Lord or kneel down wherever you are in the presence of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, church, do it fast. Would you bow your hearts before Jesus tonight? Hallelujah. Ask the blood of Jesus to cleanse you tonight. It's your blood that cleanses me.